week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev always comes before Hanukkah. And the Maisa, the beginning of the parsha, has a very, very strong remez to Hanukkah. Hanukkah, anyway, is the whole Indian of Hanukkah is associated with Yosef. Because Yosef is that concept which goes down into Golas. And Yosef is the ma'asef, the person who gathers in all the shivrei, all the broken vessels, all those broken people, all those people who aren't shaykh to functionality, who are broken, not shaykh to functionality, not shaykh to chibur, connection, the proper expression with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Yosef is that concept which brings them back. And that's the concept of Ner Chanukah as well. So, the Maisa, this parasha, which is really the parasha of Yosef, right? It's the parasha of the binyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, the building of Yosef, the building of the Mashiach, building of Malchus Yosef, the kingship of Yosef. He's Mishner Melech, he's secondary to Melech, but he's the one, he's secondary to Melech, because Yosef is the one who brings on Malchus Yehuda. It's also, in this week's parasha, is the building of the Malchus of Beis David, the Malchus of Yehuda, and the disconnection of Yosef, of Malchus of Yosef from Yehuda, and then the reconnection, which finally is reconnected in Parshas Vayigash. Okay? That's basically what's going to be happening in next week's, few weeks' parshas. We're going to see the building of Malchus Yosef, building of Malchus Yehuda, and the final connection of Yehuda and Yosef in Parshas Vayigash, and then when Klal Yisrael are united, then they go into Golus with the Yaakov, and then Golus Mitzrayim is Parshas Shmos, Chumash Shmos. So it says Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eret Migurei Aviv. Yaakov dwelt in the land of the dwellings of his fathers, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. So Rashi says, what's this Lashon Vayeshev? Why is it teaching us Vayeshev? So it says, Bikesh, yeah? Yaakov Lishev Shalva, Kafat Salav Rugzo Shul Yosef, jumped on him the anger of Yosef. And what did it say? Tzadikim mevakshim lishev b'shalva. Tzadikim want to live in a life of peace in this world. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, lodayin etzadikim mashu mitukanem l'olam haba. It's not sufficient for tzadikim, what there'll be for them in the world to come. Ela, rather, shemevakshim lishev b'shalva b'olam hazeh. They want peace in this world. So what is it? Yaakov wants to live in peace. Who doesn't want to live in peace? What's wrong with living in peace? And what is the Davka Yosef, Rugzo Shel Yosef, the anger of Yosef? What? Why is Yosef angry? Why is Yaakov okay with everything? And Yosef's angry. Why is Yosef who comes to tell Yaakov this? Because we know that the Dukna of Yaakov and the Dukna of Yosef were the same. Either the face of Yaakov and Yosef were the same. Either Primius, the inner concept, because Yaakov represents Tiferes, beauty, right? The inner beauty, and Yosef is this, also represents this beauty, but it's the beauty to be expressed in the world. Yaakov now came to a stage where he has the Shvatim, he has Klal Yisrael, he's living in Eretz Yisrael with his children. He's fixed, he's done what he's supposed to be done. Now he wants to sit B'Shalva. What's Yosef? How can you sit B'Shalva? That beauty needs to be expressed in the world. That's what you're here for. That's the rogues of Yosef. How can you, Yaakov, be sufficient to have this beautification of self, this beautification of your people, the beautification of your internal self, the internal people, and not go out and express in the world? There's work to be done. We are the nation to express that beauty in the world, that beauty which represents the connection of the physical to the spiritual. The synthesis of those two worlds, we represent that beauty. That beauty, that's the rogues of Yosef. Yosef is the one who expressed that. That needs to be expressed into the world. That's why it's Yosef Davka who comes back to Yaakov, and the rogues of Yosef, the anger of Yosef, the one who says, how can that be? There needs expression in the world. right? And then we see that Yosef goes, Yaakov sends him, and he goes to the brothers, he gets sold, he goes into Golas, comes Mishneh LeMelech, he comes secondary in charge, and then he brings the brothers to Golas, and we finally come out, and then there's the Geula. Now, here it says also, Vayeshev Yaakov, another Vayeshev Yaakov, HaPishtani Hazeh, Nichnasu Gmalav Teunim Pishtam, entered his camels loaded with Pishtam. Now, what's Pishtam? What's Gmalav? So, the only Mishnah we have in Hanukkah, right, is the Mishnah of the camels coming into the store with their Pishtam. We see already there's a hint to that concept here. So, now it says, after this, how's the Rashi say? It's very, very meduig, this Rashi. Right? So it says, HaPechami Tama. The Pechami was in amazement. Ana Yikanes Kol HaPishtan Hazeh. We'll enter all this Pishtan. Pishtan, we know, comes from, where's the Shorosh of Pishtan? First time we see Pishtan is with Cain and Hevel. Cain brought Pishtan as an offering, and Hevel brought Mibchor Tzon'o, right? From, he brought her a sheep offering, right? And Cain killed Hevel. And we know the Midrash there says that from that action, all the Ra we see comes from Cain. All the Ra, all the Madurat of Ra came from Cain. All this Chamash Breishis, the building of all the Ra in the world that came from Cain. Cain, Pishtan represents Ra. Tzon, we always see that Tzon is associated with the Jewish people, right? Tzon, Tzema, this comes from Tzon. The wool comes from Tzon. Tzon represents the good in the world. That's why you can't have a chibul, you can't have a connection. From there, says the Midrash, the Tana de Berlia, as I think says there, that you can't have a connection of shatness, of tzema upishtam. You can't have a chibul of tovara. That's the concept of shatness. We learn it from there. You can't have a connection of tovara because that when you do a mitzvah, if you do it with a bad intention, so that's not a good mitzvah, right? So it's removing the tov from the mitzvah. So connect a mixture tovara is doing something with irabuvia, with a mixture. It has to be separated. The only time, right? Like you have milk and meat, also has to be separated. Milk represents chesed, meat represents din. There can't be a synthesis when they're both expressing the same concept. So you can have places where shatness are mixed. You can have places. Where is that place? That place is in tzitzis, the tcheles, the blue of tcheles, and in big dekuna, because those are the places where the ra is meshubed to the tov. It's expressing the tov. Your yetzar ra is tov ma'od, is very good. When it's expressing the tov, it's a koch. When the ra is a koch, when the ra is meshubed to the tov, the tcheles, it's meshubah to the tachlis, which is the blue, which is Shemayim, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you can have a chibur of tov v'ra. Then the Raz meshubah to the tov. Big de kahuna, whose whole serving in the base of Mikdash, right, is to connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu, connect Klal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to reconnect them, then you can have a chibur of the Ra to the tov, because the Raz meshubah is nullified to the tov. You with me? So now if we understand Pishtan is the Ra, we see in the previous parasha, Kol Alufei Esav, look at the world. The world's full of Esav, full of Ra. Full. How many people, how much of the Jewish people, how many people represent the Tov in the world? How many people are fighting for that what's really good? Very, very few. There can be a tremendous yush, a tremendous, you know, like despair. How this few people, how we can fight all this choshech, all this darkness, all this Ra in the world. So it says, what's the answer? Haya pikech echad. There was one pikech, wise man, right? Meshivlo. He answered him. Nitzot echad yotze mimapuach shulcha. One spark comes out from your your blower. I don't know how you say it in English.
Bellows, it says here.
Bellows, okay. Shesoref et kulo. It'll burn all of this pishtan. Kach Yaakov. So Yaakov, ra'ay kol alufim maktuvim lamali. So all the generals, so to speak, all this, all of Esav, which is written in the previous parasha. Tama, he wondered. Va'ama mi yachol likvosh et kulan. How can I do my job? How can I conquer all of them? Maktiv lamata. Eile told us Yaakov, Yosef. The told us of Yaakov is Yosef. Maktiv, and it's written in the pasuk. I, the expression of Yaakov, right? Who's going to generate Yaakov? Who's going to procreate Yaakov in the world? It's going to be Yosef. Ketiv, v'haya beit Yaakov eish. Beit Yaakov is the fire, the small fire. V'beis Yosef lava, the flame that goes out to express Yaakov. U'beis Esav lakash, and beis Esav is the chaff. Nitzot yotze mi Yosef, a little spark comes out of Yosef. Shemechaleh, that destroys the Sorif et Kulam, destroys everything, all the Ra. I.e. Yosef is that which is going to go out into the world and destroy the Ra. How does Yosef destroy the Ra? He doesn't destroy it. He removes all the Kedusha from the Ra. He's Ma'asef and he puts it in its proper place. That's Yosef. That's the concept of Yosef. Okay? Now, how is this related to Hanukkah? Right? There's another thing. The truth is, I'm going to just say it quickly because I'm not going to read the whole Rashi. It says like it's a mashal of a margalit. Okay, I'll read it. Shenafla ben achol, right? That fell into, right? We went through all the alufim of Yosef, of Esav. And now, and we just did it very, very shortly. And now it comes to Yaakov. We go into detail. So it says, right? So how's that? It's like a person going to a beach and he's, you know, he's looking for a diamond or he's looking for a margalit, a pearl, bein hachol, between the sand, right? So he's going, it's mashmash b'chol, he's like moving the sand, v'kovro, b'kavra, and he sifts it, ad shemotzit margalit, until he finds the pearl. As soon as he finds the pearl, u'mishematz'a, humashlich et tzorot, he throws away the chol, the sand, the you know, the miyada for his hand, the note of the margalit, and he takes the margalit. So in other words, this all this vayeshev, right? All of these things, all that's been told here is a few things. We're told that why we have spent such a short time on Esav when it comes to Yaakov and all that told us, we spent a whole few parshas. The whole last few parshas, the vayeshev is all about told us Yaakov, right? So now, what's happening? That's because Yaakov is like the margalit. And the Esav is like the chol. What's that concept? Chayei Chazal are telling you a very, very deep concept. The Kedusha in the world is the Jewish people. Yosef, right? And why is it saying he looks, why is it giving this marshal of looking for the margalit, looking for the Kedusha? Because there is Kedusha in the outside world. There is. That's why we go into Golos. The Loshon Golos, I've said this before, Loshon Golos is the Loshon of Gilui, to reveal. The Lashon of exile is the concept of revealing. The whole purpose of the exile is to reveal those lost souls and bring them back. That's Yosef. Yosef is the one to go out into the world and bring back those lost souls, to bring back those margaliot. And that's the concept. That's what's, you know, that's why I said, that's what the rogues of Yosef, how can you sit and be fine with yourself? You have to go out into the world and bring back those lost souls back, right? Yosef was the first kira of rabbi, right? You go out and bring them back. Right? Lahavdil, right? Yosef, we understand what Yosef was, right? So now, we see the other thing here is this pishtan. Yosef is also the one who burns the Ra in the world. How do you burn the Ra? By mivare it, by finding the margalit, and then throwing away the sand. The sand has no value. The reason the sand has value is because it has their margalit. As soon as you find that pearl, as soon as you find that kedusha, and you bring it back, you connect it, then the sand has no purpose. It's finished. It's dead. It's gone. That's how we bring kedusha to the world. We bring kedusha to the world by bringing people back to their shorish, bringing back, reconnecting them. And when they're reconnected, the ra is gone. The evil's gone. So the only Mishnah we have on Hanukkah is this Mishnah. It's Mishnah in Bava Kamma. It's brought here also in the Gemara and Daf Kaf Aruch on the base. Gets hayotze mitachat ha-patish, the spark that comes out from the hitting of the hammer, v'yatza v'yizik, and goes out in mizmazik, chayev, gamal shetun pishtan. So you see we have this camel who has pishtan. V'u'o v'b'rishus harabim, he's passing rishus harabim, v'nichnasa pishtan ola tocha chanut. His pishtan goes into a shop, v'dalka b'neira, and it burns with his, on a candle or on a, yeah, well, not candle, a flame, shel chenveni, in the chenveni, on the shopkeeper, vidliket abira, and he burnt the whole bira. Balagamal chayev, the balagamal is chayev, he's obligated to pay, right? He near chenveni et neirom bechutz, he put his neir outside. Chenveni chayev, the chenveni is chayev. If you don't mean, but neir shel chanukah, if it's neir of chanukah, he's potter, right? And the Gemara learns from this, Amar Ravina, Zotomer, we learn from this, Ner Chanukah mitzvah laniach betoch asar. You have to put it down, you have to put it down, toch asar, it means it has to be in the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's height is only until 10 tefachim. It has to be in the Rosh Hashanah. The Yisal Kedai l'malam asar, if it's above 10, leimalei, you should tell him, hayalachad, you should tell the storekeeper, you should put it l'malam gemal rochvo, above the gemal rochvo. Who's this gemal rochvo? So we learn from Rivka, the Megarai Mukos, she was rochve ha-gemal, she was rochve on the gemal. The gemal represents the ra in the world. Esau was on a gemal, right? You rochve ha-gemal is the ra in the world. Pishtan, we said, it represents the ra in the world. The pishtan represents the ra in the world. So this pishtan, which is on the gemal, represents the ra. Ne Chanukah, ne Shabbos, you don't put outside. Ne Shabbos is inside. It's also connected to the menorah. It's also connected to Shechina. Right? Ne'er Chanukah is also connected to Shechina. It's connected to the menorah. It's connected to Shechina. It represents Shechina. So why am I lighting the Ne'er Chanukah? Dafka has to be in Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is the place where I have Roch ve'agamal, where I have the Ra, with the Ra is in Rosh Hashanah. If you want to see, you know, all the low lives, you go into Rosh Hashanah. You go nighttime to Rosh Hashanah. You see all the low lives, all the people who don't have houses, all the people. That's the Ra in the world. The Rosh Hashanah means the place where there's not. Rosh Hashanah means a place, a built place, a place for individual. It also represents Yichudo Shel Olam, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's unity. That's called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the many, the multitude. The multitude always a place where there's no chibur, there's no connection. It's disconnect. Disconnect always represents the Ra. Rosh Hashanah is a place where people who know each other, they're connecting. They're connecting the Yichudo Shel Olam to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is the multitude. They're disconnected. That represents the Ra in the world. Camel, you see associated with people who represent good, like Gamal represents Milut Chasadim, right? Okay. When you're Roch ve'agamal, that means you're Machnia the Ra. You can. When Rivka was riot, rode a Gamal, she had dominion over the Ra, right? So there can be people who are riding camels and have dominion over the Ra, and there's people who are Roch ve'agamal that they're expressing what the camel represents. Those are the Roch ve'agamalim, those are the, they have Pishta. Pishta, which represents the expressing the Ra in the world. So now we see that the Ne'er Chanukah is the one, when it burns, the Pishtan, right? The Apata. I.e., Ne'er Chanukah is the Koach to burn this Pishtan, burn the Ra in the world. Ne'er Chanukah is this concept, is the Bechinas Yosef, represents the Shechina when it goes down into the Rosh Hashanah, when it goes down into the Ra. That's why Yosef, you always find him in a bore. He was in the bore. He was put into a ball by his brothers, then he was taken out, then he was put into the Potiphar, put him to a ball, right? He always finds Yosef, find himself in a place of Ra, a place of Bor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim. The Bor is empty. Mayim represents Torah, represents the Shechina. Aval Yesh Bo Nechashim V'Akrovim. Nechashim V'Akrovim represents the Yetzirah. It's Dugmas of the Yetzirah. Nachash, we understand. Akrav also. It's the Taivani and the Gavani. The Kasani, Taiva is represented in Akrav, and Gaiva is represented in Nachash. It's the two aspects of the Yetzirah. So we see that Yosef is the one who goes down into the world and mevara the Ra, and removes the Ra from the world. That's Ne'er Chanukah. Ne'er Chanukah is the Shechina, which goes down into the lower worlds and brings back those lost souls. That's why a Jew, every Jew, as far as he is, they always like Hanukkah lights. Because there's always this little spark, this little margalit, this little pearl in them that needs to be sieved and found. And then when it's found, we can bring them back to Kedusha. That's the concept of Ner Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a concept of what? You have a concept of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, of beautifying the mitzvah. Because the beautification, right? You dafka need the beauty of Yosef to go down into the world. Why? Beauty represents that concept of connecting physical to spiritual. The beauty of Ner Hanukkah, the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin of Hanukkah, is a Pirsume Nisa. When you go down, when you go out into the world, you have to be mefausin that beauty. You have to express that beauty. That beauty has to be very clear to the eyes of everyone. That's Ner Hanukkah, the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. In order to bring back those lost sparks, there has to be a clear beauty in the world. When people see a Yid, when they see a from Jew going out in the world, and they see the smile on his face, they see the beauty, see his interactions with people, it's so clear, the Hidu, the Hada Panim, the glory of his face, they see that. That's what brings people back. When you go out into the world and with Kedusha and a Kiddush Hashem, that's Ner is Hanukkah. That's the Ner of Hanukkah. That's the Ner that we need to bring in Golus. To go out into the world and bring back those lost sparks, those lost souls, by seeing that beauty, by seeing the Pirsum Nisa, by seeing what a nace it is. You have a person like this in the world. It's a nace. It's a nace. You go into a place like Manhattan and you see a from Jew walking around all the schmutz that's there. And he is always walking with full Kedusha. Full. He's plugged into a shir. He's listening to his iPod, right? He's all his business dealings are Alpi Shulchan Aruch. He has spare time. He's learning. He has a beautiful family. People see that. It's no one understands that. No one has that there. They see that beauty. They see that Pirsum Nisa, and that makes them want to understand, what does he have? How can I connect to that? I want to connect to that beauty. There's more to put into this Gemara, but that's a different shir. That's a shir on Hanukkah. So now we see, I'm just going to do this very quickly. We see now that that Yaakov loved Yosef, right? He was expression, like we explained, of Yosef. He gave Ketonis Pasim. He gave him this Ketonis Pasim, which represents this concept of Malchus. Yosef now speaks badly about the brother, right? And the brother, fear of Yosef is that he's going to separate them from Yaakov. And just as Avraham had a Yitzchak and a Yishmael, and Yishmael was Nidcha, was pushed away, Yitzchak had a Yaakov and an Esav, and Esav was pushed away. The brothers felt that Yosef, who was Hamloch Timloch Aleinu, going to be king over us, was pushing the brother away and making him the only expression of Yaakov. And that was their mistake. They made a mistake. That wasn't Yosef's intention. Yosef's intention was to fix them and to bring on the Malchus of Yehuda. That was Yosef's intention. Yosef did it in a bad way. You see, the Dibarah, he spoke to his father about them. And all that he spoke bad about them happened with him. He spoke, Eva Minachai, says Rashi. They shechted Sirizim, that was Nechal Chai, that wasn't eaten, it was just left, right? He spoke about them with the Benot Knan, right? And about the Arias. Potiphar, he was Nichshal. It happened. It was a Nichshal. What happened? What happened with Potiphar? Right? He was spoke of them as an avadim, right? And he was sold as an eved. Rashi, it's a Rashi. You're studying your Rashi, yeah? So it's mida connected mida. And this whole story, I'm not going to go into this whole story. This whole story, this concept of these, the sheeds and standing in front of him, right? Alum is a gathering. There's a gathering. Each sheath represents a gathering. Yeah? And the sheaths coming around and bowing to Yosef, right? Right? Is the gathering up of the Shvatim and sheathing them together, combining them together to one malchus. That's the dream of Yosef. Yosef wasn't pushing them away. The point of Yosef is to gather them up and bring them to one expression. That's what Malchus Yosef is. And then the person who does that expression of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world is Yehuda. So Yosef goes to Shechem. We know what Shechem represents. Shechem represents all the bad things occurred in Shechem, right? So Rashi says Shechem represents this place, right, of Ra, Kilkulu Ashvatim, Inu Adina, Maisadina, Lech Malchus Beis David, yeah? So all these concepts of period of separation, right? Nit Medina is separating from the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, right? All this represents different aspects of Mokom Muchan LePuranut, a place that's ready for bad things to happen there. Here is the separation of Yehuda and Yosef, of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus of Yosef. And the coming back, like I said, is going to be Vayigash Yehuda. That's going to be connection of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yosef. And then Yosef reveals himself. And then there's that full connection, right? He shows his Mahul. They reconnect the brothers. And then we can go into Golas. Anyway, so now, Shechem represents this place of disparity, this place of the breaking up of the Malchus, the breaking up of Yehuda and Yosef is the breaking up of the connection of the physical and the expression of that of the spiritual. It's because Yosef is the one who brings back all the Kedusha, the physical, right, of the world, all the Kedusha he brings out from the world, and Yosef is the one who expresses that in the world. So when there's this disparity, so there can't be the full expression of the Asifa, the gathering of Yosef. So now, we see, what do the brothers do? The first thing the brothers do, v'yishetu et Yosef tunato. They take off et ktonet pasim asher alav. They remove his ktonet pasim. You're not melech. You're not melech over us. You're not king over us. We're not going to be pushed away. That's what they thought. That's why they wanted to kill him. But they weren't certain about his kavana, so they put him in the bor. And I said, that's the concept of Hanukkah, being in the bor. In Masechet Shabbos, this pasuk's brought. Habor reg, v'ein bo mayim, yesh bo nechoshim v'akrovim. Yosef is this Ner Hanukkah which always goes to the lower worlds and is mevara, the ra, in the lower worlds. It reconnects the ra of the lower worlds to its proper place. That's Yosef. He's always finding himself in the bor. So now we see also, Reuven goes to this bor and he doesn't find Yosef. What does he do? V'yikra'at begadav. He tears his begadim. Again, tearing of begadim. Removal of Yosef's begadim. Tear. Reuven represents the bechor. Reuven is also the bechor. Yosef's bechor we see later of Shvatim. Yehuda is the bechor of everything else. Of Avodah, all goes to Reuven. He rips his begadim. The bechor also represents Malchus. Reuven also is a form of Malchus, right? He rips his begadim because here's the place where Malchus of Klal Yisrael was destroyed. The full expression of Klal Yisrael was destroyed. This sale of Yosef destroyed the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. That's where the Shvatim, there's a separation of the Shvatim here. That's what Rashi says about, that's what Shechem was. Yeah? I'm explaining how this is the shorish of all these things. This is the source of all these things. Yeah? Okay, so now, we, after this, the Shvatim, right, they realized that what they did was wrong. They saw their father, they showed him the Ketonus of Yosef, right, with the Seer Izim. And like Rashi says, Mida Keneged Mida, right? Rabbeinu B'chai, I think, says this, Mida Keneged Mida. Yaakov Avinu cheated his father, right? So Yaakov Avinu was cheated on by his sons with the Ketonet Pasim. He took Be'orma, so he got Mida Keneged Mida, but Alma with the sale of Yosef. Even though it was the right thing for Yaakov to do, right? But it wasn't, when you trick something, when you mate something, even if it's agreed upon afterwards, right? It's still not 100%.
What?
Now we see the Yuda goes down, and now we have, from this going down, and he marries Canaanim, right? And then he has children, and these children do ra b'nei Hashem, right? They don't want to do yibum. They don't want to express how they're supposed to properly express, right? You know the avera that they did. It means misexpression. It means using your potency and throwing it away. And then we have this, the color of these children was Tama. Tama was a daughter of shame. So there's the Ginzei Or, I think the Ginzei Or explains that Tama from shame really should have come Malchus. Shame represents terror. Yaakov learned by shame. All the others, he represents terror. The Malchus should have really come from Shechem. The others took it away from him. And therefore it came from the others, but really should come from shame. So they say that Tama, right? Tamara represented, really she should have been the son of shame, and she should have been the expression of his Malchus. So it was very matim that Malchus was going to be expressed through Tama. And if you notice, since Tama should have been a son, she should have been the son of Shem. So she, her pnimius, this is the, I'm just telling the Gnei Zeid Or, what he says. She represents the pnimius of Malchus. The pnimius is the zachar. She represents the male aspect in herself, even though she's a female. And therefore we see this whole action with Yehuda. She's the one who's active. The male is the active. The female is a passive. Yehuda, who represents Malchus, Malchus is a female concept also, right? Malchus is a female concept. Malchus is the expressor. That's a female concept. Yehuda is very passive. Tama meets him, goes and meets him, Be'eim HaDerech, and she brings him, she brings him onto her. And then Malchus is expressed. The Pnimius of Tama, which is that Malchus, is expressed. And we see it. Yehuda wants to kill her. What she asks for him? What everyone she asks, right? She gives Chotamecha, your Chotem, your stamp, Ptilecha Umatecha, and your rod, right? And she gets Simlatecha, and the clothing that you wear. I think Ptilecha means a Simla, the clothing you're wearing, right? She strips Yehuda of his begodim. She removes the stripping of begodim. This removing of begodim is the revelation of the Malchus of Yehuda, and these things represent the Malchus. Now, what happens? Tama was now Nidon. She was going to lose her life. There was going to be an end of the expression of this Malchus. She shows. What does she say? Haker na, recognize. Recognize, please. L'mi ha-chotamot v'ptilim v'amata eile. See, who these belong to? Are these the signs of Malchus? V'yaker Yehuda. He recognized him, and he said, Sadka mimeni. She's right. The ability of Yehuda to be modan emes, the ability of Yehuda, the hoda'ah, that's the hoda'ah, the shorash of the Yehuda is the hoda'ah of the praise of Leah, right, that she now has, right, all her share of children, right, that hoda'ah. So now, that hoda'ah, that mid of Yehuda comes to its expression, that hoda'ah of Yehuda, that expressing that he made a mistake. Yehuda is this concept of tshuva. He brings Klal Yisrael to recognize their mistakes. That's what it means. David HaMelech, he came ulo shel tshuva. David HaMelech also came from a low place, and he came back from that low place. Yehuda was a yarad. He went to a low place and came back. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is the ability to come from wherever you, however far you are, and come back. To recognize the hoda'ah that you make a mistake, the charata, and then rebuild yourself. And that's the gili of Malchus. That's the gili of Malchus. That's the gili where Tama was revealed, the Malchus of Yehuda. Tama was the one who brought out that Malchus of Yehuda. And that's what the Ginzei Or says. He says that that's, so Shem that came through Tama came and expressed that Malchus. And that's why Tama, who's the daughter of Shechem, represents the expression of Torah. Malchus Yehuda, tshuva, right? Tshuva, the real tshuva is when Torah is expressed. And we see when Yehuda goes Goshna in Parshas Vayigash, Goshna, the first thing he builds is Torah. He brings Torah to the world. That's David. Malchus brings. Malchus ben David is a Malchus of Torah, a Malchus of the revelation, the Torah of the Rotzen of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So now we have Vayered Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma, Vikneu Potiphar, and the whole story, right? Now, the next, after we have the Gilui of Malchus of Yehuda, we're now going back and explaining the Gilui of Malchus of Yosef, because now that the Malchus of Yehuda is revealed, right? Yosef is the one that needs to fix the world in order for that Malchus to be revealed, which is going to be in Parshas Vayigash. So now Yosef's Malchus has to be revealed. So where we find Yosef? Yosef now, how does he find how this whole thing with Potiphar, right? First, Yosef brings the Shechina down into the lower worlds. All that Yosef find chen, right? There's chen on Yosef. Chen, what represents? Chen represents, so, the Likutei Moran. It comes from earlier sources. Likutei Moran says that chen represents, chen is grace, is a connection of chokhmah, right? Nun, yinun, represents malchus. I.e., when the chokhmah of Torah is expressed in the world, then a person has chen. When you're living with Chochmas HaTorah, then you have Chayin. That's the beauty of Yosef. He brought Shechina LeTachtonim, brought the Shechina to the lower worlds. That's like we said, that's Ne'er Chanukah. The Ne'er Chanukah, which the menorah represents the Shechina, brings the Shechina into the Rosh HaRabbah, into the lower worlds. So now, Yosef is now in the lower world. Mitzrayim is the Sea HaTaivas, the place of all the Taivas, all the physicality in the world comes from Mitzrayim. It's the shorish of all the Golis, the shorish of all the Ra in the world. Paro, that's why Mr. Rishasharim represents Paro as the Yetzirah. Right? He's now in Mitzrayim. I can't even imagine what Mitzrayim was for Yosef. The Sea of Tivers, he's put by a household, and the woman, she's like seducing him. And Yosef has a Havamina. Yosef thinks that this Chibur is a proper Chibur. What's his concept of the Chibur of Yosef to Potiphar? She, in a certain sense, represents the Ra of this physical Taiva. Yosef thought he had to fix her. The same concept that Shlomo married Bat Paro. Shlomo married the daughter of Paro, because Paro represented this Ra. Potiphar represented this Ra in the world. Yosef felt that this is the fixing, he had to fix her. And that was his suffix. That's why he had that Chibu. He needed to fix the Ra, B'shor Shor, in its Sharish. He made a mistake, and he married. Rashi says a very interesting thing in the beginning. He says that we see why it's Samuch, the concept of Potiphar with what happened with Tamar, because both of them had Kavanah L'Shem Shemaim. But we're saying more. We're saying, not only L'Shem Shemaim, Tamar brought out Malchus of Yehuda, and Potiphar is going to bring out the Malchus of Yosef. Because his whole Maisa brought Yosef to be put into the ball of the prison, and then he became Mishnah Lamelech, right? And she wasn't certain it was going to be from her or from her daughter. Who was the daughter of Potiphar? It was Osnat. Who was Osnat? Osnat was which came from Shechem, with the connection of Dina to Shechem, the Tidbak Nafsha. Dina was, like we said before, Dina was this concept of Yosef. Dina should have been Yosef. Leah down with her Dina to be a daughter in order that Rachel would have Yosef. So Dina was the female of Yosef. She went out. Also, Dina was a Yatzanit. He Naar, it says. Just as Yosef said Naar, it says Naar, Naarab. It says Naar in the Pasuk, right? Naar, like you said, Naar is this concept of Nina'er. We say, what was Lashon Naar? Naar means Lina'er, to like mix something. To mix something when you mix, in order to bring it out. Naar is to, from the Ra, to find the Tov. That's why you're saying Naar represents this concept of Ra, but it has a Nun. From the Ra, to bring the Ra to Chibul Lenun. Lenaer Tara, to mix the Ra, so you can bring out from the Ra. When you, like we said at the beginning of the parasha, you have the sieve. You're menaer the sieve. You're menaer it. You're mixing the sieve, right? You're moving it, right? To find the margalit. That's Yosef. Yosef is now, he's menaer tahara to find the margalit and bring it back to Kedusha. Who was this margalit he was looking for? This was Asnat. Asnat was sent into Mitzrayim, was sent with a kamiya. He finally brought back all the Kedusha. In his marriage, that's what he brought. In his kibbutz, he brought that. Because that's the concept of Yosef. Yosef now is to bring that Ra back to Kedusha. And then, when we finish this parasha, right? Then there's the story. I'm not going to go to this today, but the story of the Chalom of the Sarah Mashkin, Sarah Ha. This is a story of the Golas and Geula. Of Klal Yisrael, but that's not. Maybe next week we'll do that. Okay, you understand what happened with Yosef? I'm going to explain a little bit about Potiphar. It says, "Vehi kdibra kdabra el Yosef yom yom, every day velo shama elia lishkav etzla to lie by her liyot ima." So what does Rashi say? Lishkavetzla, afilu below tashmish, without connection, liyotima. Where's liyotima? So you think that would mean to be connected. What does Rashi say? Le'olam haba. This was a chibur that she was telling him, and he had a havamina, that it was le'olam haba. It was going to bring olam haba. This is a chibur of olam haba. When you say Olam Abba represents, this is what you're supposed to be doing. What are you doing all the mitzvahs for? For Olam Abba. This was a chibul, a proper chibul. Yosef had such a havamina. And she also, L'shem Shemayim, we see Rashi tells us. What's happening here? She represented, like I told you, she represented the Ra of Mitzrayim. If Yosef fixed this, he fixed the shorish of Kol Ra. He fixed the root of all Ra. There would be no Ra in the world, or not sufficient. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. The same mistake that Chava made, the same mistake that Mishnah made. This wasn't the time. It was too early. This wasn't the place. This wasn't the person. This was Asnat. But there was a Havamina here that Yosef was going to fix the Ra. Yosef, the Chazal tells us that Yosef had the Chibur. Right? So it says, right, Vehi kayom hazeh, ve'avo habayta. He came to the house. Lasot melachto, to do melachto. What's to do melachto? Gemara, Rav Veshmul, Rashi, Chadama melachto, mamish. Right, to do his work. Chadama lasot sochav imam, to go and be with her. Elashinirit lo dmut yukno shel aviv. Saw the face of his father, Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak bedavka? Because Yitzchak was midas adin. How can you be doing that? How can you be doing that? Midas adin tells you that you can't do an Avera. She's a married woman. How can this be a Chibur of Olam Haba? Right? We all think, when we think we're doing an Avera, right? Sometimes, you know, you think you're doing a mitzvah, you know? And it's an Avera. The Yetzirah is very cunning sometimes. To bring us in, you need to do that. It's necessary to do for your growth or whatever it is. It's a frum yetzara. We all have these frum yetzaras. Right? But Yosef, the concept here, v'tifpashehu b'bigdo. Again, the removal of his garments. It's a revelation, right, of the malchus of Yosef. The revelation that the Pshitat Abgadav is a revelation of that Malchus. Le Moshich Vaimi, right? V'yazov Bigdo B'yada, he left his Bigodim in her hand, V'yanos, and he ran, V'yetzachutz, went outside. Right? Chazal say here that Yosef was mitchabe, V'nadz Yadav Raglav B'karka, he put his hands and feet in the karka, and he was Perish. and nothing happens. He's separated, nothing happens. It says the chamimut, the heat of this connection, went out from his hands and his feet. And there's a very, very deep chazal here that say that this is the sharish, this chibu, and this chamimut that came out of his hands and his feet. This is the sharish of all the ra in the world. That means all the ra in the world came from this disconnect. This disconnect of Yosef to Potiphar. Because he was connecting to the ra. And because of this connection with the ra had some level of dominion, i.e. the galus that we're in. And this is the galus that we're in. The galus of Yosef is the galus when Klal Yisrael are going to be connected or disconnected, which is really true, disconnected by being connected to Umos HaOlam. Yosef, we're Bechinas Yosef. Yosef, when we're in galus, we're Bechinas Yosef. Yosef is connecting to the nations of the world and he's being lost. Is being lost, and they're saying we're doing it l'shem shemayim. We're doing it l'shem shemayim. We're doing it. We're saying shechvai me, just lie with me, connect with me, connect to my ways, connect to my. That's what the goyim wanted. As we spoke about last week's parasha, that's going to be the test of Klal Yisrael. That's the test that Yosef has, and Yosef runs away from it. Klal Yisrael have to run away from it. We have to run away from this connection with the goyim.
It's funny.
Chazal made special takanas. Chazal says you can't eat with the. They make give you kosher food. They cook it. It's called bishulei akum. You can't eat mishum b'notehem because of their daughters. Because when you eat with the person, you connect. You're not allowed. Chazal made a special takana on Shabbos. You have to have an Erev Chatzeres. It's connecting everyone. You can't make an Erev Chatzeres with a goy. So you have a goy living to you, you have to rent from him, and goy don't like to rent. They think you're doing something religious you're doing, or you're doing something funny, right? So Chazal did that specially. They made that a special takana. Chazal say, why? It's a Gemara in Arabic. Shaloyim edumi ma'asav. So you won't connect with him. You won't learn from his actions. You won't connect with him. You won't connect the way he lives. Chazal wanted us to live in ghettos. Wanted us to live as Jews just by ourselves. So we learn from tzaddikim. We live amongst tzaddikim. We learn from tzaddikim. We learn from good people. When you're living amongst the nations of the world, you're going to learn. You're influenced from them. That's the chibur of Yosef to Potiphar. That's the worry of Klal Yisrael and Golus. That we have to go there to be a Pesume Nisa, to be this Ner Chanukah, which is Mefarsim God's name in the world, and bring them back. But at the same time, we need to protect ourselves. We have to bound ourselves from them. Because when you go out into the world, there's a chance of you connecting to them and losing yourself. Just as because you're the interface, you're there to bring them back. But you can also lose yourself there. So that's the fight of Yosef. This fight of Potiphar is the fight of bringing the Ra to Kedusha, or Chas V'Shalom, connecting to the Ra. And that's always going to be the fight in Golus. Okay?